Like to call the order of the regular meeting of the Unalaska City Council. I call to order at 6:01 on Tuesday, May 14th, 2024. Ask Councilman Coleman to read our mission statement, please.
Provide a sustainable quality of life through excellent stewardship of government.
Thank you. City Clerk, may I have a roll call, please?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Bell?
Here.
Ms. Coleman?
Here.
Ms. Luby?
Here.
Mr. Nicholson?
Here.
Mr. Longo?
Here.
Mr. Tungle?
Here.
Mr. Tudikoff?
Here. Thank you. We do have a quorum. Please join me as Councilman Bell leads us in Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you, Councilman Bell. Welcome into the chambers and online. If you're online, thanks for being here this evening. Quite a crowd here to start with. I have a motion and a second to adopt the agenda.
Move to adopt the agenda.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Coleman, seconded by Councilman Nicholson. Is there any objection to adopting the agenda? Hearing none, the agenda is adopted. Next item is approval of the previous meetings. I have a motion and a second to approve the proposed minutes of April 23rd, 2024, and special meeting April 25th, 2024, as presented.
I'll make a motion to approve April 23, 2024, and the special meeting of April 25, 2024.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Luby, seconded by Councilman Longo, sorry. Okay. Hearing no objection, the proposed minutes are approved. Next, the city clerk will administer the oath of office to Police Officer Brittany Hilling. Officer Hilling, if you please come forward, please.
I, Brittany Hilling, do so solemnly swear to obey the lawful orders of my superior officers. To abide by the law enforcement professional code of ethics.
To support and defend the Constitution of the States and the State of Alaska.
To support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the State of Alaska.
And to observe the laws of the United States. State of Alaska and the City of Onalaska.
To observe and uphold the laws of the United States, the State of Alaska, and the City of Onalaska.
I accept as a condition of continued employment as a police officer.
I accept as a condition of continued employment as a police officer.
The requirement to abide by the rules and regulations of the City of Onalaska and the Onalaska Department of Public Safety.
The requirement to at all times abide by the rules and regulations of the City of Onalaska and the Alaska Department of Public Safety.
I affirm my allegiance to the people of the City of Onalaska who have appointed me as guardian of their lives and property.
I affirm my allegiance to the people of the City of Onalaska who have appointed me as guardian of the lives and property.
I take this oath knowing full well the responsibility of my
office. I take this oath knowing full well the responsibility of the office.
And I promise that with integrity, honesty, and honor as a law enforcement officer.
And I promise to act at all times with integrity, honesty, and honor as a law enforcement officer, so help me God.
Officer Hilling, I'd like to welcome you to the City of Onalaska.
also the Department of Public Safety, and present you with the badge of your office. Congratulations.
Congratulations to Officer Hilling. Welcome to Onalaska. The next item is the city manager's report. I'll turn this over to the city manager.
Thank you, Mayor. Just a few things. My report is in front of you. I'd like to tell you that the U.S. Army Corps Channel Dredging Project, the bidding process has begun. Target date for the award is no later than July 29th, 2024. The Army Corps has extended the construction completion date by 425 days. The new completion date is now anticipated to be September 27th, 2025. As it stands, for property tax, there is no Board of Equalization meeting this year, as the two appeals were received were settled. included some pictures. It was a nice Girl Scout group is starting again, and it's amazing they wanted to see the utilities, so they had a tour of some of our facilities, and appreciate that being made happen. You can see we worked out a memorandum of understanding on the grant that we're working on with Mattson to obtain a crane and, of course, do some work on our docks. And health insurance renewal. And originally, we had budgeted 8.4%. Our broker was able to help negotiate that down to 5.5%. So that's good news. It was a lot worse than some other organizations. So we appreciate that. I'll be traveling the week of May 20th, next week, going to the Sustainable Energy Conference. And you can see our staffing update. I'm happy to show that really we have 12 empty positions. I think it's the lowest it's been since we've been putting these in here. So I'm happy about that. Happy to answer any other questions you may have.
Do we have any questions for the city manager on this report? Okay, hearing none, thanks, Bill. Next item is a community input and announcement. This time for members of the public to provide information to the council or make announcements of interest to the community. Please come to the podium, use the microphone, and state your name. Welcome back.
It's nice to be back. Roger Blakely, director of PCR. A couple of things for you tonight, council. We had a youth wrestling program. It was the first time we've done that in about 18 years. And we had 30 children involved, and it was very successful. And I hope you saw it. It was great. The kids were great. So we're going to try to do that more often. Volleyball camp has started. If you want to be involved in that, you need to come and get going. We've been doing our community cleanup, and I know it's been really tough because the weather's been really bad out there. But we've had a couple of good days. May 20th is the official kind of end of the cleanup. We've taken in about 500 bags of trash so far. We'd like to take in another 500 before the end of the program. So thank you, community, for everything that you're doing for us, and thanks, City Council and Mayor and Council. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Roger.
Good evening, Mayor and Council and community. Ben Knowles, Fire Chief. I just want to take a quick minute to spotlight some training that we're doing. Over here, I have Chris Flores, Rob Briggs from Curtis Tools. They'll be in town for the next 4 days, providing us some pretty high-level vehicle extrication and stabilization training, which they are providing at no cost to the city. We're really looking forward to enhancing the level and capability of services that we can provide. And I also want to take a second to thank the volunteers that are going to be attending the training and taking time off from their work to do that. So if you see Chris and Rob around town, be sure to say hi and welcome them into Onalaska. Thanks.
Thank you, Ben.
Thanks, Mayor Council. Cameron Dean, Planning Director. Just wanted to let everyone know that some folks from the State Historic Preservation Office are in town this week. They're going to be holding a workshop because they're starting to update the state's historic preservation plan and want our input as a community. So if you're interested in attending, it's free and open to the public. It'll be 6 p.m. tomorrow at the World War II Museum, you know, one of our many historic buildings. So hope you can make it.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Lynn Crane. First, I want to mention something on behalf of the Unalaska Public Library. They are trying to get a garden of local plants growing in front of the library, and they are looking for volunteers to help us plan the garden and gather plants this summer. They're having a planning meeting on Sunday, May 19th at 1 p.m. at the library. Then I also want to talk about our, USAFE did a march for to recognize May 5th as Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women's Recognition Day. And we called it Walking with Our Sisters. And we co-sponsored this with the tribe. And we had about 60 people show up, including several four-legged friends. There's some pictures up there you can see. Catherine McGlashan and Ariel Gustafson each spoke about the shocking number of Indigenous women and girls who disappear every year and the alarming rates of violence against Native American and Alaska Native women. And many of the group were wearing red to signify solidarity. We walked from the high school down Broadway to the front beach and down to Tudikoff Field and back to the high school. According to the FBI and the National Missing and Unidentified Persons System, in 2022, 84.3 or 4 out of 5 of Indigenous women and girls have experienced some form of violence. 55% of Indigenous women have been physically abused by intimate partners. 40% of U.S. sex traffic victims are Indigenous women. 56% of Indigenous women experience sexual violence, and murder is the third leading cause of death for Indigenous women, and this is 10 times higher than all other ethnicities. This is an important issue that we wanted to help bring some attention to, so we really appreciate the participation we had. It was pretty chilly, so I mean, it's been so unseasonably cold. So thank you. That was one thing I wanted to bring to your attention. Then we're getting ready to plan our Unalaska Celebrates Pride event. That will be Friday, June 7th from 5 to 7 in the high school parking lot across from the Burma Road Chapel. Join us in celebrating our LGBTQ2 spirit, family, friends, and community. We'll have food, fun, friendship, and family. This event is about love. Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn. Anyone else for any messages? Anybody on a phone or Zoom?
No one, sir. No one indicated they wanted to speak.
Well, thank you. Next, is our public comment on agenda items. It's time for members of the public to provide information to the council regarding items on the agenda if they don't want to wait until the item comes up for a regular agenda. Comment later during the regular agenda, you need to sign up with the city clerk. Please come to the podium, use the microphone. Anyway, on agenda items. City clerk, were there any written comments or anyone on phone or Zoom?
No, sir.
Thank you. Next is our work session. We have a motion and a second to go into a work session.
I make a motion to go into work session.
I'll second.
Moved by Councilman Nicholson, second by Councilman Longo. I'll ask Council if there's any objections. Hearing no objections, we are in a work session. That's 6:17. I'll turn this over to City Manager for introduction.
Thank you. The task for the council review tonight is the draft balance sheets for the proprietary funds. They are not final. They're still in the audit for 2023, and there are entries that will be made to change the final numbers. So until all entries are made, the balance sheets are considered in draft form. Happy to provide these for you. I think this is the first time we've ever provided in my 7+ years here, this information for you at this point in time. So with that, I'd like to invite our Finance Director, Patricia Soule, up to present the information, and together we can answer any questions you might have.
Let's So if you look at the pages that are provided, I did a summary sheet that has the equity in central treasury, which is essentially that fund's portion of cash and investments, and then the unrestricted net assets or fund balance. So you can see those by fund. And then the balance sheets themselves are attached, or the proprietary funds. If you have questions, I'm available to answer any questions.
Thank you. Do you have any comments or questions to finance on the proprietary fund balance? Councilman Bell?
I'm looking at the electric fund here. Let's see, are we on that one? Yes, we are. The $14 million that says and equity and treasury, is that all cash, or you said that's also investment?
Cash and investment, both.
Okay. The investment is monies that have come back to us through our investments, or?
It's money that's sitting in our investments right now.
Okay. And then I'm looking at that. That's just... I haven't seen this before, so just bear with me if my questions don't make a whole lot of sense. But that when a page down there on still in that electric fund where it says the net position statement, what is that number the result of, or is that minus all our liabilities in that fund? What is that number, I guess?
That is our assets less our liabilities. That gives what our unrestricted fund balances or unrestricted net assets is $46 million.
Okay. I'm just trying to narrow this down to which number we're looking at when we start going, yeah, we're going to spend $3.9 million on an energy storage system or whatever we call it. Are we looking at that $14 million number as the amount of money we have in that fund or the $2 million?
The unrestricted fund balance of $46,470,000. That will be what is moved over into the project funds with the CMMP.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Any further comments? Councilman Luby?
So you're saying that there's $46 million available for projects. That's our total fund balance. Okay. And so if we're looking at the assets, then there's $64 million in assets. I guess I don't see how we have $46 million in there, but
it's an accumulation of every year's income and other things that have happened. So the assets are less the accumulated depreciation. And so when you take assets minus fund liabilities, that's how you get to the $46 million.
Okay. And so that $46 million, is that actual cash or does that include the assets that we have, like our land, building?
Yes.
That includes that?
Yes.
So it's not, so if we were to spend $46 million today, we would have to sell assets to pay for it?
Yes.
Okay.
We have $14 million in cash and investments that could be sold.
Okay. So I guess if I look at this, I feel like maybe the council members might think we have more money to spend than we do. But when I look at this, I think we're in the hole about almost $5 million. By the time you take your assets, take away your liabilities that you owe money for, then what would be left would be cash, $5 million. We'd have assets that equal the $46 million.
We have $14 million in cash and investments.
In cash, but we still have to pay our liabilities, right? Which is $20
million? Yes, but those are included in the other assets, too. So you have inventory, you have receivables that make up the assets. So it isn't directly to selling items. You have other things that could be used to reduce that.
Okay.
And I don't think we're at a negative $5 million. So that number really isn't one that's supported by any of the financials.
Okay. Yeah. And all I did was take the cash that's in the central treasury plus the receivables. And then if you take all of that and pull away the liabilities that need to be paid that we owe, it just comes out where it's a negative balance, fund balance in there. So that's where I got that number from.
But. Well, the fund balance is actually a negative $46,470,000 that's unrestricted, that's not committed to anything. So if we had to sell everything, we would get $46 million by doing that.
Right. Okay.
And it gives us the money to use in between funds if we had to. So it's not in a negative shape. It's mm-hmm. We're not hurting when you look at that number.
Right, because we have all these assets. I get that. You know, a lot of it's already been appropriated.
And we have $14 million in cash and investments, which is as liquid as you can get.
Right, because we have that cash available right now to get to.
Yep.
And then the liabilities, you said we don't owe the $20 million. It's included in our assets?
The $20 million is not just AP. The AP amount is $514,000.
Mm-hmm.
We have other things in there, holidays and leave. If everybody left at the same time, we'd have to pay out that are electrical people. We have interest payable, an amortized premium on our bond debt, and customer deposits, revenue bonds. We have other things in there besides payables.
Right. But those are liabilities. If the city was to, like, shut down today, we would have $64 million in assets, but we'd 20 of that would have to go out the door to pay for these liabilities, right?
If we are in the worst case scenario and we had somebody come in and we had to sell everything, we'd have $46 million to use to sell. If we sold it, that's the amount that the calculation by the financial shows we have available.
Okay. And so, no, that makes sense to me totally. So, okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, thanks. Any further questions? Anyone else? Councilman Bell?
This is more of a rhetorical, and it's for the more aimed towards the council, I guess. Is if we have $14 million cash in the electric fund, are our rates too high? And what should that balance be in there? Is this an accumulation over multiple years because of wages that haven't been paid, or what other things? You know, I'm sure everyone out here would looks at their utility bills going, you know, and it hurts a little bit when you write that check. And so to see a $14 million balance in that account, that's great if we want to do projects and stuff, and for, you know, future projects. But, you know, that comes from somewhere, and that comes from the ratepayers. So I guess the question goes back to, are our rates too high?
Well, if you have to replace something, especially a transformer, if you had two or three of them go out, you're looking at a big spending amount. And you want to replace that now, or you want to wait 6 months to collect the bill? That's just... You have to have money in reserve for this kind of this larger city. That's my opinion. Councilman Luby.
So if we have $14 million cash, but we have $20 million in liabilities to pay out, between your pie, you know, you do have, I mean, there's employees that are accruing leave and stuff like that. If they leave, we have to pay. They could leave tomorrow and we'd have to pay that out. We have our accounts payable. We have, you know, there's all these things that are liabilities. We owe that money, that $20 million. So $14 million is not too much to have in that cash reserve because we're actually short. If you take the difference between that, you're almost at $6 million short to pay. And you would have to sell something, an asset, a physical, tangible asset from the city to pay those liabilities. So I don't think that the rates are too high. I think we're actually still running short.
Okay, thank you. Any further questions for on the fund balances? Okay, thank you very much for
thank you, Mayor and Council.
Good work in explaining all that. Thanks. Okay, now we'll receive public comment on three 3 minutes per person. Does anyone in chambers wish to speak to this issue? Proprietary fund balance. City Clerk, have we any written comments or anybody on Zoom who wants to comment?
No, sir. We have not received anything.
Thank you. Next is FY25, FY34 capital and major maintenance plan. I'll turn this over to the city manager at this time to introduce.
Thank you. So tonight on our agenda, we have a revised CMMP meeting. I paid some attention and listened to the meeting recording, I would say twice. And we had a meeting with the staff to look over the CMMP, either delete a few projects and move a few others around. And I hope that it is what you all were looking for. I'd like to ask Mr. Dean, Planning Director, to come to the podium and present the changes for your information.
Hey, thanks, Mayor Council. So these are the changes that we made since the meeting last month. First, most of the PCR projects, we've talked about this before, you know, looking at doing a PCR master plan. So a lot of those projects are pending the completion of that master plan. We took off most PCR projects because of that, because they're just uncertain right now. We expect to have, you know, different projects when the master plan's complete. We did keep a number of PCR projects on there that are more known needs. So some of the like safety related playgrounds replacements or relocating the skate park, that's the pump track on the CMMP due to the clinics expansion, and then the pool maintenance are all there as well. But the rest of the PCR projects that you saw previously have been removed. Second is rather public safety buildings. We're trying to kind of focus the CMMP down on projects with more certainty. So we removed the police station and then the construction of the fire station. So as you know, that's, we're doing a feasibility study this year. And that's going to guide those projects going forward. So the construction of the fire station has been removed. We did keep the design of the fire station on there, but pushed it back a year to FY27. We felt like that was a little bit more realistic timeframe with the feasibility study. Then we also looked at some of the large utility projects. So things like the solid waste gasifier, pyramid water storage tank that were scheduled in the next couple of years. And we've rescheduled those to better balance the expenditures from the different proprietary funds. Then we also made changes to Captain's Bay Road, the paving and safety improvements there. So as you know, we have the CTP award. We adjusted, that's for stage one, which would go paving through westward, where we scheduled the future stages of paving on the CMMP to fit with that, to fit with the safe schedule in doing that project. There are some specific changes from FY25 I wanted to go through, but before we get to that, do you have any questions about what I've mentioned so far? Yeah. Okay, I can keep on. Okay. So page 33 of your packet just gives a really brief overview of the projects we have for FY25. There's just some a couple of them I wanted to highlight. First is the electric energy storage system. This one actually hasn't changed from previous presentations. But I just wanted to, I know it came up in conversation at the last meeting, so kind of emphasize our plan here. This project is also part of the city's CPRG grant application, and that if we did receive it, would be fully funding a battery energy storage system. So we're not looking to do two. That would be replacing the project on the CMMP. And this one, if you recall, when we were working with OCCP, it was also previously included under the McCushion geothermal project. Since we're not going ahead with that plan, we're bringing it back as an independent project. And that's $371,000 for design this year. And we currently have construction scheduled next year. That's $3.8 million. The next is another electric project, the genset rebuild. That's one you see every year. It's ongoing major maintenance for the generators at the powerhouse. We've previously budgeted that out at just an even $500,000 every year. I've been working with the electric department's been able to more specifically budget that out year to year, looking at the individual gen sets and what they need. And they're also able to do more of that work in-house now. So we've adjusted that budget. That's why you see that number is $455,000 this year, and it's kind of fluctuating year to year. That's based on a plan by the electric department. And then skipping down to the one PCR project for this year, that's the rebar restoration and replastering. We've talked about this a bunch before. We did increase the budget to $500,000 in this draft. We just, for talking about, we felt like it was a more realistic budget for that project. There's still some uncertainty in the exact how much work the pool needs. And then the last one from this year I want to mention is the under ports, the LCD and UMC dredging. We previously had that all as a $2.7 million request from ports proprietary funds for this year. That's also a CAPSIS request for $2.7 million. In this draft, we split up that request. So $1 million this year, and then the remaining $1.7 next year from ports proprietary funds. But other than that, the project hasn't changed. Those are the major changes in this draft. I'm happy to answer questions about those, or if you have others about the CMMP as we presented it.
No, thanks. No questions or comments? Councilman Coleman?
Thank you. I do appreciate the changes that were made, reflecting at least in the next 5 years. Tone it down a little bit, at least look at the assessments that are going to come and see where to go from that. So I do appreciate that change. I have a question. So I was at the landfill the other day and the baler was down again. And I know that we have the control systems, and there was a safety issue on the control systems that we've got set for this coming fiscal year. I think that needs to be done as soon as possible. But I'm just wondering if what the long-term outlook, and this has been consideration on the whole system in itself, possible have to be looking at sooner rather than later. I know there's a couple of items here, the scale replacement coming up, and then the gasifier is a big item later down the road. But I'm just trying to kind of put feelers out as if, are we looking at a replacement here sooner rather than later on the whole system?
Of the baler? Of the baler building itself?
Yeah, not the maybe the building, but the baler, the whole system in itself.
Do you want to field that one, Eric? So we complete inspections on the baler annually, and they've been pretty good for the last couple of years. So there are plans to eventually go that route. We did have a breakdown, but it was just a maintenance breakdown. I think some hydraulic hoses went bad. So overall, it's in pretty good shape for the age. It is pretty old now. I think it was from 1997. But overall, it's still in working condition. There's some mechanical issues like the controls that do need upgrades, but immediately there isn't a concern for
okay. And thank you, that's good to hear. I always really need to focus on what we have,
yeah,
and maintaining what we have and upgrading as we need, and I like to see the energy a lot of times really put into that, and because that's really important to support the service. When that goes down, that's a tough one to see. Yeah. So thank you for the input.
Yep.
Thank you, Councilman Bell.
If you don't mind me throwing my two cents in with that on that baler. The last estimate I heard on that from several years ago was about $500,000 to replace it, which, I figure it'd be a $1 million project by the time it all was all said and done. Looking forward at that, in my mind, that 1% fund that we have, I think that could be used, could be tapped into if we came to a point where we needed to replace that baler, and that's where I would have no problem using funds out of that. That baler, I've been in that baler and done adjustments and work on that thing 15 years ago, and it was, wasn't in the best of shape then, so I don't expect it to get too much more of a life or we need to take a serious look at the amount of maintenance that's going into that versus a replacement cost. As far as I'm concerned, I think we do have money somewhere that if that need arose in a short period of time, that we have the money to replace that. So thank you.
Well, thank you. Councilman Tungo?
No question. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Luby?
Yeah, I was just curious on the UMC dredging by moving the $1.7 million out. Is that going to, that's not going to affect the project happening to coincide with the dredging of the bar?
No, the plan is to still do everything in tandem with the underground dredging.
And that the timing will all work out for that. And yeah. So, okay. I was just curious about that. That's all. Thanks.
Thank you. Anyone else on council have questions for CMMP? Huh? Councilman Bell?
And let me throw in one last question here, and I was just noticed this, so if we don't have an answer tonight, it's not that big a deal, but on the Captain's Bay Road project, where we're showing $3.1 million has already been appropriated out of the 1% fund, is that already been moved to that out of that fund? So the balance we're looking at today is a balance with those funds already set aside somewhere?
Go ahead.
I'm not certain, so I'll get you an answer.
Thank you.
Okay, anyone else on the CMMP update and review? Councilman Luby.
So, I mean, going back to the proprietary funds and with the fund balances that we saw, a lot of those fund balances that everybody's looking at include assets that have already been purchased. We also have liabilities to be paid out of those cash balances. So I personally do not feel like we have the funds in the proprietary funds to support what we want to take out of the proprietary fund. We do, although, have it in the general fund. And so we're just going deeper in the hole on the proprietary funds, I feel like.
Is there a specific fund or project you want to address?
It would be each one of the proprietary funds. You look at the electrical fund. And, you know, we're already budgeting a deficit for operating expenses without this. And then you put this in there. And it just really, we're going in the hole on our proprietary funds. And each one of these proprietary funds that we're wanting to allocate money from, I just don't feel like the money is in the proprietary fund to allocate to the CMMP. Now, we do have money in the budgeted general fund from the budget that we looked at last meeting. We took out what we got for a budget, a proposed budget, and then what we allocated for the school and for the grants, because you had a $10 million surplus in there at the last meeting, and you take that out, you still have almost $3 million in there as a surplus budgeted in your general fund, which would cover this proprietary fund. And I feel like if we keep going down the hole of the proprietary funds and taking these capital projects out of there, we're going to end up raising those rates to cover this. So, I mean, I don't know if other council members feel that way, but I feel like that we're just digging those proprietary funds deeper and deeper in the hole.
Oh, thank you. Further questions? Yeah. All right. Thanks
a lot. Thank you.
Okay, does anyone now receive public comment 3 minutes? Does anyone present wish to speak? Present to speak? Does anyone on Zoom have written comments or on the phone wish to speak?
No, sir. No one indicated.
Thank you. I'll request a motion and a second to return to regular session as we're work session is complete.
I make a motion to go into regular agenda.
Moved by Councilman Nicholson.
Second.
Seconded by Councilman Luby. Hearing no objection, we're back in the regular session. That's 6:43. Back in the regular session. Now that we're back in regular session and the regular agenda, persons wishing to speak on the regular item agenda must sign up with the city clerk. There's a 3-minute time limit. Anybody signed up?
No. No one, sir.
Yeah, first item on our regular agenda for this evening is resolution 2024-19, adopting the FY24 capital and major maintenance plan. We have a motion and second to adopt resolution 2419.
Move to adopt resolution 2024-19.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Coleman, second by Councilman Longo. I'll turn this over to city manager at this time.
Thank you. So it seems duplicative. However, we just had the work session on the CMMP and the changes were reflected and explained. So what's before you now is a resolution that would adopt this year's CMMP. What we need is an adoption or else another direction, because these numbers need to be entered into our budget. We have till the end of June, I believe, to have an adopted budget. I'll just throw that out there as a reminder. So I can go through the actual table that identifies what's being programmed from what fund, general through grant, or general's reports, or if I can answer any of the questions on this matter, I'd be happy to do my best.
Okay, thank you. Bill, any comments, questions? Amendment to. Yeah, we'll have to discuss it, but yeah. Make your point and then.
So, like I said before, I feel like the proprietary funds don't have the funds to support this, but I do feel like the general fund does. And so I would be in favor of making an amendment to move the 2.7 out of the proprietary funds over to the general fund and have nothing coming out of the proprietary funds. If I get support from other council members, so we'll see where they go. But that's the amendment that I would make if other council members agree.
Amendment's been made.
Motion's been made. I'll second it for discussion.
Been moved and seconded for discussion.
Councilman
Bell?
I'm looking at these numbers, and I, Councilman Libby, I agree with where you're going with, or the idea behind this, and looking at those numbers. This is really the first time that we've seen a balance sheet for the proprietary fund. So I want a little bit more time for that to sink in and get a better feel for what those numbers actually say. I agree with what you're saying as far as the balances. I don't necessarily agree that we have as much money as it says there. But the budget as a whole, this is a part of that budget. And I can support this resolution as it is moving forward into the budget process. When we get there, if we still deem that that we don't feel those monies are there in those proprietary funds, at that point, I have no problem making any adjustments to where those monies are coming out to formulate a balanced budget. But at this point, I would be in favor of just passing this resolution as it's presented. I think it meets a lot of the objectives that we're trying to meet here, or the objectives we're trying to work towards. When I look at this, I usually take the years after the fiscal year that we're working on, so like 26 and all that, As long as we don't have any large appropriations going out this year for a project next year, other than the one project, I'm comfortable moving forward. As an example, you know, of projects, you know, the water treatment tank or the water storage tank, that was one that I had some reservations on in the past, spending money in 1 year to do planning and engineering for a project we weren't 100% sure we had funding for or were going to fund in the future. Once we spend those monies, it's foolish of us to not move forward with that project. So once we commit a certain amount of money for engineering, architecture, all that, we're committed to that project. Otherwise, we're just throwing money out the window. I can support what we've got here in this CMMP. I think it's pretty conservative, and it does some of the projects that are, you know, desperately needed to be done. So, thank you.
Thank you. Any further comment on the amendment? Councilman Tungo?
Yeah, I'll be in full support of this resolution. I think I'll leave it to the staff. You know, if I got questions with numbers, I think they did a good job on putting everything together in here. I think that's what they do. So I'll agree what they did in here, and I'll be in full support of this resolution. Thank you.
About the amendment, Councilman Tungo, which is to set a limit on a proprietary fund.
Yeah, I don't think I can support it. I think the staff did a good job on where the money is supposed to be. I hate moving money around. The staff knows what they're doing in there. So I don't think I can support the amendment.
Thank you. Councilman Coleman?
Thank you. I appreciate the different insights from council and their levels of expertise and understanding some of these things. Appreciate the work finance department does. I appreciate the work that the, you know, and that each of the department heads do. And I'm going to have to just sit back and say that they put that work together and they feel like that they can bring these projects to fruition with the monies available. We will be having a rate. It'll all come transparent. I mean, it does. It'll all come out in the wash. Whether those best estimates are valid or not. So I'm not going to support it. I think maybe if you would have offered the 1%, it would have been a little more, not the general fund, but the 1% fund might have been a little more amenable to that one, at least a particular project. Always feel like the proprietary funds, they best benefit with that 1% because it's there from the sales tax. So when they can't make it in their particular fund balance, then that's where we can go with that. And it's still available to us. So if something happens, we're very fortunate that we have that to us. So I'm going to support the resolution as original on this. And we'll see down the line, hopefully. And yes, and we'll be having a rate study soon. So that'll all get lined out at that time too, I suspect. So, but thank you.
Thank you. Further discussion on the amendment? Hearing none. Roll call on the amendment, please.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Bell?
No.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
No.
Mr. Longo?
No.
Ms. Coleman?
No.
Mr. Tungo?
No.
Thank you. On a roll call vote of 4 nays, 1 yes, the amendment fails. We're back to main resolution 2419. What's that? 5 noes, I'm sorry. All right, we're back to the main resolution of 2024-19. Any further discussion on the resolution? Okay, there. City Clerk, is anyone signed up to provide public comment?
No, sir. No one signed up.
Anyone on the telephone?
No one indicated they wish to speak, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. I'll restate the motion to adopt resolution 2024-19, adopting the FY24 capital and major maintenance plan. I'll request a roll call vote, please.
Mr. Longo?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
I think on a roll call vote of 5 yeas and 0, zero 6 yeses, yeas, 6 yeas, 0 nays. The resolution 2419 has been adopted. Next item is the ordinance 2024-07, creating a budget amendment to number 7 to the fiscal year 2024 budget, increasing the electric distribution operating budget by $350,000 to cover the financial shortfall for the professional services agreement with Optimera, and increasing the electric admin operating budget by $130,000 for the EPS consulting service agreement. We have a motion and a second to introduce this ordinance 2024-07. And scheduled for public hearing and second reading on May 25th, 2024.
Mm-mm. Mayor, May 28th.
May 28th.
I move to introduce ordinance 2024-07 to schedule it for public hearing, second reading on May 28th, 2024.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Coleman, second by Councilman Nicholson. Turn this over to the city manager.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. So tonight, it's budget amendment number 7. This is appropriating money from the unappropriated balance to the funds that are specified. We need $130,000 to pay for the EPS study, which we had approval for. However, did not have enough in the... There were $3,000 budgeted on that line item for professional services. So we're a little bit short on that. And then the lineman contract, we need the $350,000 to get to the end of this year and continue doing the improvements and the other work that we need to do so that we don't just cut spending to make the budget work. So that's what's before you tonight. And I'm happy to answer any questions if I can, or I will call up Eric Hernandez, our Deputy Utilities Director.
Okay, thank you. This time we have council discussion. Anyone has a comment or question for City Manager or Eric, Councilman Coleman? Then.
So the EPS, which we just discussed, by resolution, letting you enter into consulting to get in a find a consultant for that. We all approved that for 130. This is just a line item transfer, but we still have the money within that proprietary fund.
We have the money in the proprietary fund. Yeah, and although you authorized the contract, I have not signed it yet.
Okay. And then, so, but please explain to me this about the contract with Optimera. So we had a contract with them in 2022. It was extended just recently in November 2023 for another year. So we should have that through November 2024, but yet we're short $350,000 within this fiscal year. So just could you spell that out for me?
Well, again, I think we talked about this earlier today. The contract year is the contract year. Your funding year is your funding year. And the money, we did move money incrementally rather than fund the entire 1.2 or 3 million in there, because when you get to the end of this year, we still have to reappropriate for the next funding year. So there wasn't enough money put in there to begin with. And part of that is, I can't explain it in like what the strategy was, but there's still money that we have to leave in salaries. We move most of those were line item transfers from the personnel accounts. So this is actually the first budget amendment bringing in new money to pay for that. The rest came from personnel and salaries, and it just wasn't there to get through the whole year and leave residual money in there for some staff that were working there, like the apprentice and others down there who bill to that, so to personnel.
Sorry. So in FY24, when we did our budget for that, we obviously were currently in a contract with them,
mm-hmm.
but we had no anticipation of extending that contract. So therefore, maybe the monies weren't in there for the finish out that fiscal year.
I think it could be. I mean, that was, you know, my first budget year finishing that up, and I didn't catch whether or not that was between the difference between the two funding years and then how the contract overlaps by, well, what's November, month 11, and it starts in July, so there's 4 months that we're going into it on the old contract. So I think there's just a bit of a disparity on timing, and this, at least from my point of view, I didn't catch that issue.
Councilman Bell.
I think I get what you're saying there. It's not an escalation of costs that we didn't anticipate. It's just the way the fiscal and the contract years line up. Correct.
Correct. In the way we're just sourcing the money from the personnel accounts. So
thank you.
Thank you. Further comments, Councilman Dungal?
No comment. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. City Clerk, has anyone signed up to provide public comment?
No, sir. No one signed up.
Thank you. I'll restate the motion. The motion is to adopt Ordinance 2024-07, the schedule for public hearing and second reading on May 28th. 2024. I request a roll call vote, please.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Mr. Longo?
Yes.
Mr. Tungal?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Thank you. On a roll call vote of 6 yeses and 0 nays, the council has introduced Ordinance 2024-07 and scheduled it for public hearing and second reading on May 28, 2024. Next item is the council directives to the city manager. If there are any directives that need to be in the motion of and have a second for the roll call vote. There are no directives. Thank you. The next item is a community input and announcement. This is a final opportunity to provide information to the council or make announcements. Are there any further announcements? I'd like to thank the community for being involved with that community health fair. It was a great turnout for the community. Thank the fire department for their being up there cooking for us. Good job. Hot dog hamburgers. That was great. Thanks a lot. Okay. Are there any further? Not the city clerk. Is any written comments submitted or does by Zoom or phone?
No, sir. No written comments.
Okay. Thank you very much. Next item is executive session to discuss the PSEA negotiations. And number 2, the city manager evaluation. Need a motion and a second to go into executive session.
I'll make a motion. I move to adjourn into executive session to discuss negotiations with a labor organization representing the city employees. Present in executive session will be the mayor, council members, city manager, deputy city manager, police chief, and fire chief. And also to discuss with the city manager his annual evaluation, which is discussed in if discussed in public could tend to injure the reputation of a person. Present in this executive session. Present in this executive session will be the mayor, council members, the city manager, and the city manager, William Humpka.
Second. Moved by Councilman Luby and seconded by Councilman Longo. There's no objection. We'll go into executive session at 7:01 p.m. And we'll take a couple 3-minute break here. We're on break for about 3 to 4 minutes.